He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. I believe we're on show 561-ish. Today, we're going to talk about a very practical gadget that's oftentimes overlooked, and some people may not even know that these things exist. We'll take a peek at that, and also, we've got some apps of the day, and I got a really cool one that I tried out that for the Android operating system. Actually, it works pretty cool. So a lot of cool stuff going on today. Let's begin right now. Okay, the first thing that we're going to talk about is the gadget of the day, and it's actually what's called a soft hard shell case. And I just went on Amazon and I put in soft hard case, and these are available in all sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors. And I can't emphasize enough how handy these things are. I happen to have like six or seven of these, and what I use them for is particularly to store my equipment, but when I travel, I need to protect all kinds of stuff. And these things are extremely light, extremely affordable, and offer a very high level of protection. They come in all sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors. This is the inside of this one. Some people like that because they've got various compartments in here that keep things nice and sorted. I'll tell you, these are invaluable. They may seem trivial, but quite frankly, I always travel with them to keep my belongings organized. And also, I know where all my wires are, all my adapters are in one place. I also use these for storing equipment that I don't want to basically lose or break. So I have a couple different ones, and I have these carabiner hooks. We'll talk about that in a second. But this is a hard shell case. It will get whacked, and you're not going to have it hit that hard, but they take a beating. And again, inside they come in just, you know, a variety of different formats. This particular one is empty, and I kind of like that. I actually use spacers inside of this made out of foam. You get foam all the time, foam rubber, even styrofoam, and I kind of cut out what holders I want. So something like this, you can just throw in all the stuff that you want to hold, all your adapters and chargers, and just close it up, and there you go. I also keep a convenient hook here so I can hook it onto my luggage or my belt or whatever it is I'm doing, my camera strap. And again, these will really protect it. Now, I have another one here, similar to the one I just showed you. This is where I store all my GoPro stuff. And again, these are very light. They weigh almost nothing. And they give you phenomenal protection. Zippers are usually very high grade, so these don't break. I haven't had one break yet. But, I mean, here I have my GoPro camera and all the wires, which I need all the time, in one place. And there's actually room to put another GoPro in here if you so desire. And again, you can put foam in here, whatever you want, to keep things secure so they don't move around. But this is really handy, and it's lightweight, and all your stuff is stored there. It's great to put these things in your suitcase, and they're not all over the place, particularly when you have tons of connectors and wires and all things like that, adapters. These things are invaluable, and as I said, they're also quite affordable. So let's take a look at one more thing that I think will be very helpful for you, and that's these carabiner or binder clips. These are just invaluable devices. You can get a pack here of 10 of them, different colors. Let's get rid of that. You can get a pack of these of 10 aluminum rods, and as you can see, these get 4.5 stars from 13, 15 reviews. for $11, you're going to find more uses for these things than you can imagine. And I like that they're color-coded. Sometimes I'll keep, you know, purple for camera gear, black for whatever, and they're very handy. And what's nice about these, you can see these little locking bolts. So you can't unlock this unless you unscrew this particular bolt here, if you will. And they're quite well made. They're designed to take a lot of weight. You can actually check out how large, how much weight these will include. These little things, aluminum, will hold 110 pounds. Believe me, I don't have 110 pounds, but they're handy to clip on headsets or headphones or all kinds of things to your luggage or even your important papers. So these things are really nice, and I think you're going to find these invaluable. Here is the clip, and again, this is locked. You unscrew this like so, and now you're able to slide whatever it is off. And I'm telling you, these things are the handiest things going. You can get them in all sizes, shapes, sorts, and color, but don't buy them unless they have this locking bezel on it. They sell a lot of these things. They're real cheap. They break. Don't even waste your money on them, especially the ones at the dollar store. Yeah, they're cheap, and you get like five or six of them for a buck, whatever it is, but they're garbage. I'm telling you, if you're going to store important equipment on this, like your binoculars or your camera, whatever it may be, you don't want them breaking. So, again, you don't want these to slip against something and open up inadvertently bad. So these have a nice spring on it. Real easy, nice, and these will tighten up real snug. I can't tighten that anymore. That's not coming apart, and this particular rivet here, spring rivet, is not going to break. So I highly recommend these. Again, very affordable, and I'll tell you, you're not going to go wrong with any of those. All right, let's take a look at some gadgets. Let's take a look at some apps today, and I've got all kinds of interesting apps for you today. And the first one is going to be called Track It. This is primarily for the iOS system. Locate lost devices. I do use this. I do use this on my iPad. And this is going to help you find your lost phone, your iPad, your iPod, your Apple Watch, Apple Pencil, headphones, whatever works on Bluetooth, this will help find. It works real well, and it's real free. Highly recommend it. Our next app is really a cool game type of thing. I don't know if you remember when you were a little kid, and who the heck was it? Waldo? Yeah, Where's Waldo in Highlights magazine. So I didn't like to read when I was a kid, and my mother did everything possible to encourage me to read. And there were only three things that I would actually look at, oddly enough. And this, again, I was like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. One of them was Where's Waldo? So she would buy, and we had, I'm telling you, we were poor. But she subscribed to Highlight magazines, and I'd get that, I think, once a month or every other week, whatever. And they had all kinds of cool stuff. Big print, so I didn't have to worry about it. Not too wordy. It was easy to read. And they had Where's Waldo, so they'd have this picture. You know what I'm talking about. And you have to look in the picture and find this little dude, Waldo. I love that thing. The other thing that I liked, of course, was comic books. So that was also a lot of fun. And then the last thing that I went crazy about, and oddly enough, who knew, was Arizona Highways magazine, because it had just all kinds of wonderful photography. And, you know, when I was a little kid, again, 6, 7, 8 years old, they had all kinds of incredible American Indian photographs and their jewelry and the horses. And it was just really intriguing to me. And at a very early age, I developed a love for Arizona. And who knew that here's where I ended up. And also, both my kids ended up going to Arizona State. But that's a story for another time. So in any event, this particular app is a find it. There's like 200 pictures, and it's not easy. This is a tough one. It keeps your brain moving, but it's going to tell you what you got to find. There's different levels on here, and it says very difficult, especially if your eye is not good enough. Classical find it game, 100 to play without getting tired. There's over 100 different photographs that you have to look in to find different objects. So it's really cool. And then they add a new picture every 60 seconds. So you got 1.75 minutes to complete each picture. Trust me, that is not, it's not an easy thing to do. And it keeps your brain active. And, you know, good app. It's a good app. Okay, our next app I'm very, very fond of. I just started using this a month or two ago, and I didn't realize how powerful it is. By the way, these are all free. This is for your iOS operating system, but this will allow you to create stories, everything you need to create all kinds of nice collages and customize them and basically make a story. You can choose to add texts and what photos you want and stickers, and it actually brings your photography and experiences up to a new level. A lot of fun, and there's a lot of things to choose from, so everything does the same, and that's important with an app. Okay, this next one, this is a must-have app, period. Did you ever have someone, girlfriend, boyfriend, friend, not friend, that you just wanted to leave you alone, and you don't want to hear from them, you don't want text, you don't want their phone to, you don't want your phone to ring, you don't want any contact with them? Well, this is the one that you want. It's called No Contact Rule. This is what you want. This will do it. If you're trying to get over an ex and implementing the no contact rule, then this app is definitely for you. Plus, it's free. You're going to get no text messages, no phone calls, no going over to someone's house. You're done. You can't actually lock them out of Facebook. You can stop them from contacting mutual friends. This is the app that you want to get rid of those pesky, annoying situations you may get yourself into. Last week we did a show on VPN. I told you that I used Surfshark. Still works great. Here's one for free. I tried it. It works. I don't know what else to tell you. Primarily for the Android operating system, VPN Pro. Pay once for life, but this is free. Look at that. It used to be a buck. Now it's free. All VPN services are free for a lifetime. No subscriptions, no ads, unlimited, truly unlimited, no session, speed, or bandwidth limitations. Simple. Unblock the world with just one touch. The connect button. Even I can understand that. You're secure, you're anonymous, and this is what you want if you want to try something out that's free. They do have a ton of servers, which I was shocked. But there they go. I don't know what else to tell you about it. It gets a very high rating, and give it a shot. If you don't like it, what's good about these things is you can always, you know, uninstall it. So don't be afraid to try these apps. If they're annoying or too kludgy for you, or you just don't like it, uninstall the app. But you'll find a lot of the things that I recommend, I have tested out, and they're pretty good. So you know, take it from there. Now, this next one is just a killer app. This is Madhur artificial intelligence. It's text to speech, and right now it's free on the Android operating system. But Madhur is an artificial intelligence text-to-speech reader, which can read text from your documents like a PDF file, a Word file, an EPUB, whatever kind of text you have. It can also read text from images, so you can scan books and documents, and it will read it to you. So this is a very handy app, and it works fairly well. You can listen while on the move or doing other activities. You can actually read your email, and that's what I tried to do on it. And it actually worked. It worked quite well. So give this one a test. I think you're going to be very happy with this one. And also, you're able to queue up how fast or slow you want this to read back. So you can have it read back real fast. I mean, you know, you've heard those commercials. Well, this will do this. And folks, I got to tell you, for my last app, this one, like, I couldn't believe it. It worked most of the time. There are certain times where it didn't work. Okay, it's free. You look at this thing. It boggles my mind. Wacom Notes. It's free on the Android operating system. Now, follow this. Here we go. Wacom Notes converts your handwritten notes into smart digital documents that you can search, organize, share with a tap. Our new semantic ink function analyzes your notes, are you kidding me, as you write, and provides additional contextual information so you don't need to search for what you're trying to say on the internet and get an interpretation. This has precise pen experience, and it offers a great way to take notes. Handwriting transform with Wacom Notes. In fact, Wacom Notes makes the whole experience of note-taking on a screen more efficient. It cleverly integrates into digital workflow without any complicated setup. Intuitive semantic ink features allow useful information straight from your notes without having to manually search it. So basically what this is going to do, it's going to translate your note-taking directly into searchable, usable digital information. Try this app out. Let me know what you think. I really, really like it. Again, it's called Wacom Notes. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Got a busy day today. Got a lot of stuff going on. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.